Kevin, obviously from your standpoint, what can you tell us about the Dustin Byfuglien situation?
So I met with Buff yesterday. We had some conversations, and in the conversations, he indicated that he needed some personal time, and of which we would certainly grant. And Dustin is a big part of our family here. There's always an open policy for discussions, and you always care about people of your family. One thing I will say is that health wise, everything is good for him and his family. So, but again, from our standpoint, we support Dustin and look forward to the resolution.
We thought, Kevin, that he was here a little earlier than usual, yeah. Skating, which would have been a good sign for you guys. Came as a shock then.
He was here, he is here, and we had, he reached out to me and said, he wanted to chat with me, so we connected, and obviously we issued the statement today.
Is there any way to categorize whether this could be days or something?
Yeah, like no, you know, again, at this point, no. Obviously this is all still fresh. This is, less than 24 hours, so to speak, so... we'll see as time goes on here and keep a tab on it.
Is he staying in
the group? I met with him yesterday, so yeah, I assume so.
Just your thoughts on camp and I guess the uncertainty that is with Connor and Line A and now Dustin for your team going into your preseason. What do you look for this weekend, I guess, from a management standpoint for all these young guys to make an impression?
Well, again, camp is about everybody here, and there is lots of opportunities here for young players to take the next step, some veteran players to see some opportunities, and some players that have been in our organization for a while to maybe step up in a role that they have probably relished and wanted that opportunity. So I think that for everybody there's a renewed sense of purpose. This is something, again, training camp is can be a grind. The beep test and what's going on outside is probably never the funnest part for all these guys, but it's a necessary part of taking those steps. We'll get into games relatively quickly here, and the opportunity will be there for a lot of players to be used in different roles, and it's up to them to make an impression on the coach.
What can you tell us about the stage the negotiations are at with either Connor or Line A?
They're probably the same as when you guys asked the question yesterday.
Kevin, what do you think of Paul going to Finland to meet with Patrick, and why was it important?
Well, again, Paul, whether it's out there or not, meets with a lot of players over the course of time, throughout the year. I think for our group, there's growth that's needed in this group when you have young players and a young team like ours, and you go through ups and downs of seasons and ups and downs of situations. It's always good to have communication. So that's one of Paul's strengths, is he's a good communicator. And I think that any time that players and coaches or players and players or everybody is talking, it's always a great thing.
Kevin, just looking at the RFA situation around the league, Zach Werenski signs earlier this week, Provorov yesterday. Obviously, you guys locked up Josh. Different situation, but movement on the defenseman front, but not a lot still on the forwards. Would it be fair to say that, like, maybe everybody's waiting on each other, and then that could kind of get the ball rolling downhill?
It's it's hard to speculate what's going through every other player's minds. It's hard to speculate what's going through our own players' minds, because every team's situation is different. Every cap is situation is different. Every opportunity is different. So we sat here last year and talked about Josh Morrissey on a day of today, and then I left here and we made some progress right after that. So these are the things that can change on one phone call, can be advanced tremendously on a phone call, or can be parked for a period of time. It's everyone is different. So to categorize or characterize one or the other, certainly when they're not your own, it's hard. I think every team is in the same situation. Every player is in the same situation with their agent. They're working hard at trying to come up with something that works for both sides.
Not asking you to comment specifically on anyone else's contract, but the Werenski situation was an interesting one in the structure of his 3-year deal with a much higher much higher salary in that last year and what that means for a qualifying offer. Do you get the sense, I mean, we've often talked about bridge deals, that the nature of bridge deals is evolving and changing?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, each negotiation will have a different, you know, point. Some of it's going to be AAV related, some of it's going to be term related, some of it may be looking towards the future, some might be looking towards the now. Structure has, you know, come up as a negotiation point in, you know, in contracts, you know, probably more so than it did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, where you used to see mostly, you know, whatever the contract was, it was kind of flat. So those are the kind of things that have evolved over time. And when you are in discussions with, you know, agents and, you know, working over deal structure, you know, does become a negotiation point.
And just one more on that point, but once the regular season begins, my understanding is, I know it's out there, that the for each day that passes, the when a deal does get signed by a player, the first year cap hit becomes...
It's a little more complicated than just that, you know, to sit here and say that it's, you know, just was black and white on that. You know, the team's cap space also accrues, you know, like when you have... So it's, you know, again... Everyone's working hard to try to get a deal done. You worry about, you know, the different implications of the cap as that goes on, but it's not as quite as simplistic as you'd like to think. Although it, you know, there are some nuances that that the cap or, you know, does become different at that point.
How disappointed are you the first two day one?
I'm sorry.
How disappointed are you that Patrick and Kyle signed for day one?
Well, you know, again, it's part of the business, and you know, you're when you're dealing with business, it's hard to put, you know, time frames on things. You know, you certainly would like everything, you know, done and ready to go. That's obviously what I think everyone's intentions, you know, are. Now, you know, again, if we're the only team in this situation, you might be sitting there, well, what's going on? But there's others, and doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. It's you know, it's a time where you want, you know, you want everybody, you know, in and working towards things and getting opportunities to, you know, for the coaches to be able to, you know, look at different things. But we'll treat it like it's an injury right now in a lot of respects, and we'll worry about you know, the players that are here, and that'll be Paul's and our focus at this point in time.
Captain gave an interview the other day about how personal toll last season took on. Were you aware of that?
Well, I know how hard, I see these guys every day. I see how hard it is. And, you know, again, you only know kind of what's going on in your own personal life. And you know, you get in this game, you know, whether you're a manager, whether you're a coach, you know, the ultimate prize is to win. That's what drives you. That's what it's all about. And unless you have kind of walked in those footsteps and walked in those paths, it's hard to understand. You know, these players, you know, they have lives, they have wives, they have kids. You know, seeing your kids grow up and knowing that you're on the road for a week or 2 weeks and come back, that, you know, there's a little bit of a difference in them. That hurts players, you know. But the flip side of it is we have the privilege to, you know, to be working in a great game. And, you know, we have the privilege to provide, you know, fans, you know, a great opportunity to, you know, to cheer and come together and unite, you know, as a community, you know, for, you know, for, a, you know, for a cause to try and win. So it drives those players. So it doesn't surprise me that drive, you know, can bleed into, you know, your family life, because it's tough, you know. You know, again, you want to make sure that you're there for your family, because, and you want to make sure you're here for your family in the dressing room as well. And that's, as a captain, that balance that you have to have. I have a tremendous respect, you know, for Blake, and even more respect, you know, to hear him speak, you know, about truths of his own personal life.
Just on Patrick and Kyle, where are they physically right now, like in this physical sense? Are they here in Winnipeg, or are they Finland?
Well, I've got my GPS tracker on them, so.
I just asked because, like, last year Josh, even though he didn't have a contract, he was in Winnipeg, he was skating and that.
I can only assume that, you know, they're back in their respective summer homes.
Can you categorize the negotiations? I mean, in terms of like how often you're talking, it's amicable. How would you describe
it? I'm just normal. You know, I think these are, you know, there's no emotion involved. It's you know, it's business, and you know, you discuss parameters, you discuss nuances, you know, you discuss lots of different things, and you know, whether it's structure or whether it's term or whether it's money, there's, you know, each one is different, and but you're all, you know, dealing under the same auspice of the cap.
Do you have any injury updates at all, Kevin? You know, like Burden and Kenzie?
Yeah, I think Burden's fine. He had a minor training injury there in the summertime just before the Belleville tournament, so you know, but I think I just saw him walk past us there out to the you know, to the testing. Skylar McKenzie had some off-season surgery that, you know, again, is still just recovering from. I believe everybody else, probably much to their chagrin, is okay for testing.
How would you describe your team depth going to the camp, and what did Eric do to earn the one lane in the second?
So, you know, again, a little bit of you know, of that is I guess belief that maybe we're going to capture some value on him, you know, in the future. We think that he's still got great upside, you know, as a goaltender. He's done a lot of things, you know, to get to this point, and worked hard. And you know, again, you know, you see these kind of contracts, you know, kind of as a player has been in an organization, you know, for, you know, for several years. You know, again, the NHL salaries are at the minimum, and this year is, you know, obviously a two-way, and, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, he can be a player that, you know, can really push, you know, this year and continue to grow next.
I know it's a different situation, but a few years back when you negotiated into the season with Jacob Trouba, is there anything you take from that situation that you learned or that you can use with Patrick?
Yeah, totally different situation, and you know, again, I approach each and every, you know, contract for its own, you know, on its own merit.
Thank